My illumination tells me that what I see, I am. My illumination tells me that what I see, I am. So often, I get in the way of my growth, of my expansion, of my dreaming, of my experiencing all that life is. And I will not admit that what I see is what I am. Now, I would like to begin this day to put a cause in motion for myself that I am going to see all of the exciting things that I want to see. I am going to see in my world, in me, all of the exciting things that I want to see. Now, I'm going to start out with me. I'm going to start out with my body. I have the opportunity to look at books on illness and look on books on problems, and I have the ability to find a symbol, to find somewhere a picture of the ideal body. Somewhere the picture of the ideal body exists. Medical books have it, or somebody has it. Now, I'm going to look around until I find a picture of the ideal body. The ideal body with its skin on and with its skin off. The ideal body showing me from the frame up, from the bones up, showing me how the cells all work in the body, showing me all of the body in its absolute perfection. Now, I know they've done things with the diseased body. They've got those pictures all over the place. But now I want to see the ideal body. Now, it exists, I know. Now, I'm going to find it in the bookstore or find it on the internet or find it somewhere, and I'm going to see in my mind, see in my thinking, see in my seeing what I am. What is my ideal body? And I will have my ideal body when I can see it. Now, I may never be able to get the picture of an ideal body. I'd never be able to get the picture of the ideal condition that I want, but maybe I will. And it starts out in my mind. I know it exists, and I know that my ideal body exists. So mentally, I see my ideal body. I see every cell of my body doing their perfect work. I see every cell of my body operating in its magnificent manner. I see every cell of my body absolutely whole and perfect right now. Now, I'm going to get this picture. I'm going to get this on my computer, or on my photograph album somewhere. I'm going to get this picture. Maybe it'll be many pictures of the ideal body. And so I'm going to see, I'm going to look at, I'm going to observe, I'm going to know what my ideal body looks like. And when I find my ideal body, I'm going to live it. Now, it's not going to have any imperfections in it. It's not going to have any growing attitude about it. It's going to be the ideal form, the ideal body, the ideal creation. Now, that's good. That's a project for me that could take my whole lifetime and could also be exactly what I want to have, exactly what I want to experience, who I am. That's me, my ideal self, my ideal body. My ideal body. What a wonderful thing to think about. And what a wonderful thing to see. Now, I am going to be able to take my mental picture of my ideal body and look in the mirror and look at my body and say, hey, you are my ideal body. And as I look in the mirror, whatever I have in my mind of my ideal body is what I'm going to see there. If I see imperfection there, then that's my ideal body with imperfection. If I see wholeness there, then that's my ideal body of wholeness. Now, can I look in the mirror and see the truth about me? Actors oftentimes look in the mirror and they train themselves to have different facial expressions. They train themselves to have different body expressions, to look like they're strong, or they look like they're weak, or they look like they're thinking, or they're looking like 100 different possibilities. And they learn to train themselves to do that. Well, now, I'm going to train myself from this moment forward to look in the mirror to see my ideal spirit-minded body. I'm going to look in the mirror and see the ideal me, my original purity and integrity. I'm going to look at that body and see it absolutely one, but I'm going to look at my own body. The mirror is going to shine back what my own body is. Now, if I, in my mental attitude, visualize my original purity and integrity, if I visualize my ideal physical body, then the physical body will be reflected back to me from the mirror that I look into. And all of my life will be an expression of that ideal physical body, that ideal being that I am. Now, how strong am I? Am I going to tell anybody else about my project, my dream? Am I going to tell anybody else about what I'm thinking, that what I see I am? Well, you say, I could tell my family, I could tell my children, my husband, my wife, I can tell my people in my world. No, you tell no one. You tell no one. This is your secret for yourself, where you say, I am what I see. What I see, I am. And I see the ideal me, the ideal person that I am. I see the ideal body, every whit ideal. I see the ideal consciousness, the ideal mind. Whoever saw an ideal mind? But I see the ideal mind, open and respective to everything that is magnificent and good. I see that which I am. I see that because I am putting that picture in focus in my thinking. I am putting that picture in my mind as I look at it in a book, as I look at it on the internet, as I look at it anywhere I find the representation of the ideal body. Now, some people may have a representation of an ideal body that leaves a little to be desired, but I create my own. Sometimes I cut and paste. Sometimes I create beautifully, marvelously. One person may have a beautiful head, another person may have a beautiful physique, another person may have beautiful feet. Who knows what possibilities they are? What does the artist creating the ideal body think about? Do they use themselves as a representation? And are they just a little bit off, or are they totally on? Well, it doesn't matter, because I'm going to take the information I have and mold it into the ideal form that I believe is who I am. And I'm going to concentrate on this. I'm going to take at least 10 minutes every day, maybe longer, 10 minutes every day to think on my ideal body. Just think on my ideal body. To look in the mirror and see my ideal body. To know that I am ideal under all circumstances, and it is now. Now, as I do this, just 10 minutes a day or more, I am building a new picture in me from the old picture that I had to the new ideal picture that I have created and built. And this new picture is my reality. This new picture is my expression. This new picture is me. And it's all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference. I see what I am, and what I see, I am, and I am good and very good. I am my ideal, my original purity and integrity. I am my ideal. And so it is.